So let's start with Brian. Him re-signing. What were your first thoughts when you heard that?
Yeah, awesome. You know, Brian's an unbelievable player for our team. He does so much. I think he does so much that people don't see. You know, the simple plays he makes. You know, he's so consistent. I think. You know, for the team, it's huge. For me, it's huge. You know, I think that little bit of healthy competition between us. You know, we both you know, want to be the best. We both want to play big minutes for this team, and I think it pushes us both to be the best that we can be.
You are one of the people now locked up in that long-term core. There's going to be some guys who are going to need to be re-upped or you know, some of the young guys in the next couple of years.
Who's that?
You want me to start?
Just kidding. I know it all.
Yeah. How difficult do you see that being, making the numbers work with all the talent that's coming up for?
I wish I was better at math, but they're, you know, it's definitely gonna be tough, but you know, that's something that, you know, every year is gonna determine, you know, the quality of play of everyone. You know, how this team does is a big thing, and you know, it'll definitely be exciting. I know this year is gonna be, you know, it's exciting for me. I'm excited to get the practices started and you know, start to find that chemistry again. So you know, it's an exciting time right now, and we'll let the future, you know, take care of itself when it does. And you know, we just gotta focus on right now and you know, make it something big this year.
So focusing on right now, the message we keep kind of hearing is that it's playoffs or bust this year. How do you see this season?
Yeah, it's got to be. You know, we have to make the playoffs this year. We, you know, I think we have a team that has the capabilities to do big things this year, and I think that's got to be on everyone's mind. We can't be complacent. We can't be satisfied with, you know, just being good every other game. We have to focus on being consistent each and every night, and know if we do that, we will be successful and we will make the playoffs, and, you know, hopefully have a long run. But, you know, for now, we got to focus on training camp. We got to focus on getting our team to where it needs to be, and go from there.
There were headlines.
Somebody knows something about attention from opponents. So how's that going to go for Patrick Laine this year after winning the last year?
You know, that's you know, I think that's just what we have to deal with when you're as good as he is. You know, I think he's a guy that he's handled it really well. He handled it really well last year. You know, he's a legend over in Finland, so he dealt with it playing pro over there. And I think you know, we got a good support system around him to help him through those times. But you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders, and you know, I think, you know, that extra pressure, that extra attention is just going to, you know, help him thrive. And you know, be more extra motivated to do as well as he can, and I think that's the only way you can reach your maximum potential is with that extra added pressure.
There were headlines earlier this week about how, you know, as you continue to push yourself, that you want to be the best player, you want to be better than Sidney, you want to be better than McDavid. Did you hear anything from Connor afterwards?
No, I didn't. You know, over the summer we know we battle it out a little bit, but. You know, I have so much respect for both those guys. You know, by saying that, it's not, you know, it's an honor to, you know, play in a league with them. And but you know, we all come here. We all want to be the best. You know, there's not one guy in our room that that doesn't want to be the best. That just wants to be, you know, a guy that, you know, is an innocent bystander, just going with the flow. You know, we all want to be the best. You know, those guys want to be the best in the league, and they do everything they can in their power to work on their game and. Get bigger, faster, and stronger every year, and that's what I want to do every year as well. I want to you know, find that extra edge on them, and you know, I think I got to make my goals high and try to reach them, and you know, I'm going to work my hardest to get to that level.
Is it extra being when you that there are a number of people that feel now that kind of especially after last season that you've put yourself in that upper echelon of players that's where people are considering you. Now,
well, yeah, it's an honor to be mentioned into a group like that. You know, I still have a long way to go. You know, I'm still young. I'm still working on things. I'm still trying to get better each and every day. And I think that's the thing I love about hockey so much is, you know, the amount that you can learn every day, the amount that you can, you know, you come off the ice and say, like, hey, I got better today. I learned this. And I think that's what gets me. That's what gets me through every day, and that's what makes me so happy and loves this game. And that's why I love this game so much, is because there is so much innovation. There is so much that you can learn each and every day about the game, about the league, about other players that make you a better player. And, you know, that's why I do what I do.
Was there a theme this summer to what you did to get better?
See, You know what? I try to work on every aspect of my game, not just one thing, not just a few things. I tried to, you know, watch a lot of Crosby, and you see he does everything so well. You know, it's not he's just a good passer, just a good shooter, just good in the offensive zone, just good in the defensive zone. He does everything: faceoffs, D zone, penalty kill, good on the power play, can kind of play anywhere on the power play, can kind of do anything and do it at such a high level. And I think that's something that I wanted to focus on this summer, was just getting better in every aspect of my game. You know, obviously I know it's not the maximum level, and that's the fun thing about hockey, is it takes so long to, you know, no one ever really masters the game. So, you know, I just want to continue to improve each and every year, and you know, this summer I tried to work on everything, improve on every part of my game, and hopefully that makes for, you know, more improvements throughout the whole year.
Mark, what's got you most excited maybe this year more than other falls? Is it another year for the youngsters? Is it what they did to add to a goaltender, a combination of things?
It's everything. You know, I love this team. I love what this team is made up of. You know, I think the pickups we made, you know, with Kulikov and Mason were big, and you know, I think they're going to help us a lot. But also, you know, everyone's a year older. You know, we got Laine, we got Ehlers, we got, you know, myself, Trouba, Lowry, Kopp, kind of everyone getting a year older, a little more mature, a little more experience, and I think that's the most exciting thing for me is, you know, hopefully everyone went home and had a great summer and got better at their game, and you know, I'm just excited to get it started and play in some games and get back into that rhythm, because I know I've been itching at that for a while.
Mark, what can the addition of an experienced number one goaltender do for this team?
Oh, it's huge. I think you know, that part of it is huge, you know, for our team, just for, you know, the psyche to know we have an established goaltender back in the pipes. But at the same time, it's not the goalie's fault. You know, we got to be better in front of them. We got to be we got to play a more consistent game to help them out each and every night and be consistent for them, so they know what they're getting out of us and, you know, what we're getting out of them. And I think that's what makes successful teams is that consistency each and every night.
Can it be good to have two guys fighting for ice time in the net?
Oh, for sure. I think, like I said before, it's always good having competition. You know, obviously you don't want guys fighting with each other, but you know, you want the healthy competition between every up and down the lineup, goalies, defense, forwards, because you know, we're all competitors. We all want to be the best. We all want to get better and better. And I think that healthy competition makes you strive for more.
How do you see the Central Division shaking down? I mean, we're not prognosticators here, but what Nashville did last year and what Dallas is doing this summer, I mean, where do you guys kind of slot in? It's going to be a battle, I guess.
It always is. You know, this league has so much parity. You never know what's going to happen. You know, obviously Dallas made some big pickups. You know, obviously Nashville is going to be solid again. You know, our whole division is really good. So, you know, you never know what to expect, but, you know, we can't really focus on how the other teams are going to play. We have to focus on, you know, getting our game to where we know we can get it, and knowing if we do that, we'll be successful, and that has to be the only thing on our mind.
Has there been discussion about amongst the group, that especially the guys who were here last year, about getting off to a much better start than the way you did last year? I mean, I know injuries struck early, but just getting some points early.
I think that's on everyone's mind. Every team in the league. You know, you all want to have a good start. You all always want to be, you know, in front of the eight ball. You know, it's tough. It's tough battling back in this league, and you see that every year. It's tough to dig yourself out of the hole. So we definitely have to focus on our start, and you know, it all starts with training camp. So we gotta have a good training camp, and then lead that into the season.